Answer me when I talk to you. Don't you eat every day?
Yeah.
As long as you're in my house, you put a sir on the end of it when you talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You eat every day.
Yes, sir.
Got a roof over your head.
Yes, sir.
Got clothes on your back.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Fences.
It will be touted as progress if Fences manages to grab a number of Oscar nominations, but it's absolutely not what I was looking for when I felt people of color were being ignored last year. In fact, this film version of the Pulitzer Prize-winning play from August Wilson is often outright terrible. Some stage works simply don't transfer well to the big screen, and this is one of them. At least under the direction of Denzel Washington it is, and yes, I've seen the original Broadway production. Everything is completely overwrought and stage-bound in this adaptation. It's so completely labored that each scene is set up to be a big, fat lesson. It's exhausting. Denzel Washington and Viola Davis are two of our finest actors, but each has a difficult time making this project work as a movie. Fences is the worst kind of Oscar bait. It's practically begging for attention. Mr. Washington is Troy, a former Negro League baseball player and now sanitation worker, struggling to make ends meet. And Ms. Davis is his long-suffering wife, Rose. And the less said about the embarrassing role of Gabriel, with Michael T. Williamson as Troy's mentally deficient brother, the better. Forget what you've heard. Fences fails. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's long-form reviews at his terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark, we'll be back next week. To anti-back or not to anti-back? That is the clean, hygienic question. All right, I know, I'm really just butchering Shakespeare, but it's an important thing. Do you use those antibacterial cleansers? I do. Maybe I've become a slave to them. Right now in my pocket, I have a tiny little bottle of, Is it the store? It's a store brand. Came out of a local supermarket. You know, the big one is Purell. This is the store brand. Still works. It's lemon scent because I need to smell good. And it kills 99.99% of germs. That 0.01% must be a real pain in the neck to get a hold of. But anyway, so do you use these things? Have you heard some of these studies? Oh, you can't use them. No, because you're going to create this super bug, which will be like Godzilla back in the 430 movie when you were 10 years old, and it will take over the world. I like being clean. Don't know about you. I have one in my car, the big one, you know, with the pump. Put it right there in the cup holder, so if I use an ATM, if I touch money, I clean my hands. Why wouldn't I want to clean my hands? Isn't it amazing? I know somebody who is sick often through the cold and flu season. This person will purchase food, fast food, delivered food, whatever, and will touch money, and then will literally just go from touching the money to opening the sandwich, touching it, and eating it. Let's think for a moment, folks. Think of money. Think of dollar bills. Think of all the places that money has been before it came to you. And there, too. That's right. It's quite unpleasant, and there it is in your hand. Change. Do you know where change has been? Coins. The back of drawers for 19 years. Inside pockets of clothing that hasn't been washed probably in 5 weeks. And where is the pocket of a pair of pants located? That's right. See what I mean, folks? So you need to be clean out there. Call me crazy, but when we pack our son's lunch for school every day and he goes with his sandwich and his juice box and the whole thing and his little thing of grapes, he also has a little antibacterial dispenser and he has a antibacterial wipe and a little baggie so he can properly clean himself. And here's why, folks. He'll touch, thousands of things and surfaces in schools every day. And he often tells us the story about his classmates, many of whom that go into the bathroom. They take care of business, either the minor business or, the major business, and they don't wash. I think it's a good idea to try to stay as clean as you can. Because when you really start to think about all of the surfaces out there, whenever it's ratings time, they don't do it as much as they did. But back in the heyday of 2020 and Dateline NBC and CBS tried one every 4 weeks. They all failed, but they would try it too. They would go out and they would swab ATM machines and the handrails on escalators and the buttons on elevators and payphones, and we used to have payphones. And then they would analyze what was there, and they would find pretty much every dreaded disease known to mankind and all kinds of things that you wouldn't want to touch. And then that's what gets me. Somebody will go use an ATM, hold a handrail on an escalator, go up to the top level of the mall, take out some money, pay for it, and get this delicious looking sandwich, and then just touch it with those contaminated hands and eat it and send all those germs right down the hatch, headed to the old stomach. Then if you wonder why you're sluggish and you're sick all the time, that could be why. So the question, to anti-back or not to anti-back? The answer, as far as your humble host is concerned, a resounding yes. I gotta go wash my hands. And if that makes me a germaphobe, Howie Mandel, you and I are then brothers. That would be a good guess to get. Let's keep that in mind, folks. You know, if he's willing to talk about this, somebody make a note of that. All right, as we head to break here, stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm a clean Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. So we've watched television's The Last Man on Earth. Of course, that led us to wonder what life would be like for the last biker on Earth. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute. Stranded, all alone, on a deserted island. The last biker on Earth. In the middle of this meager existence, you spot a speck on the horizon, which grows larger, turning out to be a boat captained by a lone, beautiful woman, who provides smokes and whiskey, then peeling off what little clothing the girl has on, asks, "How long has it been since you had some real fun?" You pause for a moment and then yell, "Oh my God, did you bring a motorcycle?"
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This monster of a middle linebacker was named to the 1990s All-Decade Team. He's a two-time Pro Bowler who finished his 10-year career with over 1,000 tackles. He was a rare combination of size and speed.
That 273-pound monster middle linebacker who runs like a gazelle.
So where is LeVon Kirkland now? LeVon returned to Clemson, his alma mater, and graduated in 2004 with a degree in sociology. 4 years later, he was inducted into the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame. And in 2011, LeVon accepted the head coaching job at Shannon Forest Christian School in Greenville, South Carolina.
Linebacker blitz design, and Kirkland will have him at the 32-yard line.
Still plenty to tackle for LeVon Kirkland. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.